Welcome to Lucha Bianca, a safe place for those seeking refuge, peace, and enlightenment through spirit, nature, and magic. I'm Tamara, your host, and in each episode, I will talk about something that lights me up, like magic, chakra, manifestation, sound healing, crystal work, energy, and so much more. Lucha Bianca is Italian for white light. Are you ready to shine your own light and awaken your subconscious? Go on a journey with me. Hey guys, welcome back to episode 7. And I know it has been a long, long time since I've released a new episode. And I want to thank you for being patient if you stuck around and you're listening to this episode again. I don't really have a super good excuse for not uploading episodes other than I went through a shitty time for a long time. I have been trying to deal with my mental health, my anxiety, lots of changes in my life, and not all bad changes. A lot of them were good, but I needed to restructure my life, my daily schedule. And I'm finally coming out of the dark night of the soul, I think. I definitely start feeling better. And a big part of the reason why I have been absent is because of growing into 5D, which is the topic of this episode. I have been working on studying and practicing ascending into the 5D consciousness. So this episode is actually a recorded session of a lecture I've done in my book club. Yes, a book club, because my readers are very just open-minded and amazing and whimsical like me, and they love learning about manifestation and all of that. And I have some really great friends who are into self-awareness and consciousness and 5D. So I decided to record my session with a group and upload it. And if you are completely new to 5D, this is a basic explanation what it means, why the earth, why the planet, why humanity is shifting into 5D. What does it mean? How do we notice if we are shifting? What does the shift entail? And how can we basically grow into it and make ourselves and humanity and the world a better experience for everyone involved. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure to check out the show notes, and I will also link my social media, and I have a brand new website, so make sure to check it out. And as always, go ahead and email me. I will also post that email in the show notes with any questions or topics you would like me to cover. All right, guys. So I am so excited about explaining 5D consciousness the way I have experienced it in the past few years. Those of you who know me very well know how excited I get about this topic. And the reason why I want to share it with you is because once I started understanding about 5D and shifting into a new consciousness and a new reality and kind of like nurturing those spiritual sides inside of me, that had been dormant, my life really did change in a very, very positive way. And I've gotten to a place where I am so hopeful and so positive about it because of these spiritual changes, that once you get to this point, you really can't help but want to share it and talk about it with friends and family and everyone. You really want to have other people experience what you experience. So what I'm about to tell you is not like this earth-shattering thing where I woke up one morning and my entire life just changed, you know, like completely different person. This is something that happened over time, and it's something that happened with practice and understanding and studying. And if you're here listening to this, is because there is something inside you that is very curious about what 5D consciousness is. Something inside of you, even subconsciously, is ready for a change. You're ready to shift. So I'm very excited, and I want to give you a very quick overview about 5D consciousness as I see it and how I have experienced it. Now, those of us who are already very sensitive or have been attuned or aware for a while about different spiritual modalities and spiritual practices, or those of us who have been at a point where we are seeking answers on a more spiritual awakening level, we actually have sensed the shift into 5D for a while now. Even though you may not have a name for it yet, you probably have started to sense life in the world around you in a very different way, or maybe even a subtle change. But for me personally, and what I'm sharing is my personal experience, it doesn't mean that that's going to happen to you. Everyone has their own journey and their own experience with it. But for me, this huge unblock has really happened at the beginning of 2019. And I recall this as if it were yesterday. I was actually talking to a friend of mine, and I remember sitting on my porch and just looking. You know, it was like later in the afternoon, I was like looking at the sky and just talking to her. And I literally said to her, I feel like something is shifting in the world. And she paused and she asked me, well, what does that mean? Like, what is changing? And I said, I have no clue, but I sense it in the air. I sense it around me. Nothing just seems kind of the same. I feel like we're on the brink of something. There's a change coming. And of course, later on in the year, at the end of 2019, we all know what happened. Our world did change in one way, in one major way for all of us, right? With COVID hitting the entire planet, we've all experienced a major shift. And I do believe that a big part of what I was sensing in early 2019 was that big push that was going to happen to move us into a new invitation of looking and living life differently. Now, what I'm about to tell you is not so like new age, and you probably have read it or heard it somewhere else. Manifestation, meditation, and you know, how to awaken your senses. That's been around for a very long time. It's just that now it's becoming more popular and more out there. I think now we feel more comfortable talking about this type of stuff, as in maybe 20, 30 years ago, it was more of like, you know, small groups of people huddled together talking about consciousness and ascending into a new spirituality. But right now we're in a position where it's a little bit more accepted, and it's part of the shift. And that's why people are becoming more aware that there is much, much more in life than just waking up in the morning, going to work, you know, getting married, having kids, or, you know, going to the park or exercise or eating healthy. There's so much more in your life that you can do to really live a full, accomplished, satisfying life. And that's the shift that we're feeling right now. Now, I want to say that, again, all of this is not new. Our ancestors actually have lived this shift that we're getting ready to get into many, many centuries ago. So our ancestors were very, very closely tied to rituals, the metaphysical, working with the universe, working with gods and deities, and especially working with nature, the cycles of nature. Everything in their aspect of life relied on that inner knowing that spiritual intuition and that knowledge that they were tied to something much, much, much bigger than they were. It wasn't just, well, all of this is only dependent on me. No, they understood that they were co-creators with the universe. And so as we think back to thousands of years ago on how, oh, you know, people, you know, they didn't have modern medicine, they didn't have technology, you know, they were very primitive. They were actually more enlightened than we are now. Okay. And the reason for that is because what happened with technology improving and medicine and progress, our lives got so comfortable that we no longer needed to rely on the metaphysical. We no longer needed to understand how to work with alchemy. We no longer needed to understand that we can co-create our life, right, with the universe, that there is a divine presence, whether you want to call it God or goddess or deity or light or spirit, karma, I don't care what you call it. It can be different for everyone. But there is something that you can co-create with, and it is a relationship, okay? It's a divine complex relationship. So what happened is, we no longer needed to read the stars or read signs from nature or do special rituals to ensure that, you know, our crops would grow and that we would grow enough food to feed our families. Because now we have things such as, you know, meteorology and all kinds of instruments and equipment that technology has created, which is a great thing. I'm not knocking technology, obviously. You know, it does make our life better and more comfortable. But with new machinery and new science and new medicine, things have gotten a lot more comfortable for us, where we no longer have to rely on that sixth sense or seventh sense, because I believe there's more than the six senses. So what happened is, over time, we no longer had to work with nature, work with the universe. So those inner knowledge, that inner knowing became dormant. And we just don't know how to use it anymore because we don't have to use it. But we're now getting to the point where we have all this technology at our fingertips and we still feel disconnected, right? So many people feeling so disconnected in a world where we are incredibly connected because of social media and web cameras and virtual realities. Like, we can talk to someone within seconds, right? We can see them on a screen within seconds. We can connect immediately. Yet we are still feeling very disconnected. And that disconnection comes because our souls were not meant to just rely on, you know, sight and taste and touch. Those are just the earthly senses, the earthly tools that we are equipped with just to navigate our 3D world on Earth. But we, if you believe that you have a spirit, if you believe that you have a soul, if you believe that there is something way bigger, right, in this picture of life, then you have to at least be open enough to think that maybe there are more senses that you're just no longer incorporating, that we have forgotten, they are just dormant inside of us, okay? So as we continue to basically mature into our consciousness and start feeling like, hey, there's something that is disconnecting me, I feel disconnected, I feel like, you know, there's more, but what is that more? Do you ever ask yourself, what is that more? Why do I feel so disconnected? Why do I feel unfulfilled? I have a great job. I have a great relationship. I have, you know, great friends. I have this. I have that. Why does it feel like I have a void to be filled? Well, that is one of the signs that you're maturing into a new consciousness and you are shifting. So you are starting to have what I call light bulb moments. And if you're very careful and if you pay attention, instead of dismissing them as, oh, that's a coincidence, you start reading into these signs And the more you start paying attention, the more you start realizing that they're happening a lot more often than you think. And there is a reason for it. And there is a common factor among them. So it can manifest in different ways. For example, your intuition may be coming at you just blaring, and it's very strong recently. Maybe these gut feelings are just there, like sitting in your stomach like a knot, and it's like a red flag, you know, and it's just that inner feeling. Maybe you're feeling it way stronger than ever. Maybe you're having some very vivid dreams about the same thing. And maybe in the past, you would dismiss it as, oh, you know, I'm just stressed and who knows, your brain works in mysterious ways. Yes, it does work in mysterious ways, but your soul doesn't. The soul wants to reach out to you and reveal secrets and new discoveries within yourself. And dreams are one of those abilities, okay? The first thing that I would say is intuition. The number one reason why a lot of people are not making that shift into 5D or they reject that notion is because we are, again, centuries after, you know, having such a more comfortable life and technology and science and all of that at our fingertips, we are relying more on logic and common sense and on things that we can see, touch, and feel. Because again, we're just kind of reverting to our primitive senses, right? We don't need to nurture the other senses anymore. We don't need to hear inner voices. We don't need to, you know, read constellations. We don't need to observe nature, you know, for hidden hints and signs, right? Logical decisions seem to overshadow anything else because that's the rational thing to do. Okay? But if you push logic in the backseat and you start putting intuition and the inner feeling and consciousness and awareness at the driver's seat and you make it basically your life's GPS, things are going to start coming up. Things are going to start shifting. So I just want to take a very quick second to make sure that those in the group who are listening right now, have I lost you yet? do you have any questions? Is this resonating with you? And if it's not, it's okay. You're here for a reason. You are here because you were meant to be here. So even if this message is not sinking in 100%, it's just let it do what it needs to do subconsciously. Okay. You're here for a reason. You needed to be here tonight. So whether it's, I'll say one little thing that might make you consider something you never considered before, then that's all you needed to take from tonight. Okay. So if you have any questions, I am going to be checking in within the group, or if you have any comments or anything you want to share about any shifts that you've been feeling or anything like that, please, if you feel comfortable about sharing them, you know, feel free to drop it in the comments. So, like I said, things do manifest in different ways. If you start acknowledging the small signs, such as intuition or for me, the past 6 months, it has been absolutely ridiculous about, I see numbers everywhere. 333-1111-2222. I'm seeing angel numbers everywhere. I don't even think about it. I could be working. I could be typing away at my computer for 2 hours and I just happen to take my eyes away and look down at my phone and it's 1111. And it's happening a lot more than usual. And when that happens, I acknowledge it. I'm like, oh, my angel is here. This is what he's, you know, this is the encouragement I'm getting right now. This is the message I needed to hear right now. I'll be driving in my car and listening to music and just kind of like, you know, in autopilot and driving down the street. I look at my gas mileage and I have 222 miles left. All of these little things that we just push aside as, oh, it's a coincidence, it's a fluke, those things start to become very, very frequent, okay? So start looking for those type of things. So again, 5D, what does it mean? We are upgrading. This is an open invitation for the human collective to upgrade and stop using only logic and only things that we can see and touch, you know, and feel as a way to navigate life. This is an invitation to become better beings and to start looking deep within ourselves and start co-creating our life. I'm very big on manifestation. You guys already know that, and that's a whole different topic on its own. But this is an opportunity to stop living on autopilot and understand that you co-create your life, and life doesn't just happen to you. And that's how you start shifting into 5D, because you're going to start realizing that your thoughts and the words that you say, the thoughts you think, the words you say, they have so much power and meaning that once you put it out there in the universe, it's out there. It's weaving the patterns of how your day is going to go. It's creating how your life is going to go. Okay? So I want you to start noticing being at the right place at the right time. I want you to start noticing people, strangers that out of nowhere, they stop you in the middle of the street or in a store and they make a comment that is unusual. Okay? I want you to start noticing numbers, or I want you to start noticing that intuition, that just blaring gut feeling that you're like, oh my God, why is this coming up so strongly? Right? I want you to start paying attention. That's the first step. Taking a quick break to check comments. I've definitely realized I made some sort of shift and I don't know what it is yet because so many things are happening for me right now, but I find this super interesting and I always see 1111. I use that time every time I notice it to say a prayer or say an affirmation. Yes, yes. And that's exactly what you need to be doing. 1111 is an invitation. Numbers are an invitation. Okay. Dreams are an invitation. Random things that keep popping up, those are an invitation. Okay. Now I want to touch on something that, five dimension, the fifth dimension, 5D ascending, growing spiritually, it gets you to a place where you are living a more authentic life, a more positive life, and you are actually creating your life. But I do want to mention that it's not as easy as waking up every single morning and saying, I'm just going to say 10 affirmations, or, you know, I'm just going to believe that everything will work out. Yes, that is absolutely important. You should definitely do that. But one big, big sign of ascending and conscious growth is a rough patch. And I'm talking about a really freaking rough patch. I'm talking about something that you're like, are you freaking kidding me? Is this my like reality, my life right now? So it's okay to be upset, because it's normal when something bad happens to you, or if you're in a bad situation, you're going to be frustrated and you're going to be, you know, upset, resentful, and you know, you're going to have moments of depression and uneasiness and all of that. I understand that. We all face that. But a lot of times when you're on the verge of a great, great, great shift and of a major growth, there is a very rough patch that you need to overcome first. So if you're going through something that is like, oh my God, this is like, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. I feel like I'm not catching any breaks. And I feel like I am at the lowest point. That is the universe communicating with you and saying, I'm about to give you all the tools and all the resources for you to ascend into a better version of yourself. But before you do that, you need to trust me and trust yourself in being able to shift fully equipped into this new dimension, into this new reality, into this new phase of your life. So the way you handle really tough situations are going to give you a good head start on living your full potential in 5D. Does that make sense? So I'm not saying pretend everything is fine, but what I'm saying is encourage yourself into believing and into realizing and acknowledging that something great is just around the corner. You just have to navigate these dark times. You just got to navigate these waters, okay? But you will come up and breathe air and you'll get through it. And on the other side, I mean, I guess you can kind of say it's a test. It's a challenge because growing is hard. Growing is difficult and painful. You know, it's just not easy to get yourself to a better version and to live the highest quality of your life. It's not easy. But if you're patient and you put in the work and you believe, you know, you'll reap the benefits and it's going to be amazing on the other side. Now, another side of this is when you do get through the other side of the rough patch and you conquer these fears and you conquer the challenges, you conquer all of that. I want you to know the fifth dimension is not like you're living in a life where you're wearing rose-colored glasses, okay? It's not like you'll never get stuck in traffic or you'll never have a bill collector calling you or anything like that. That doesn't have to happen because you will grow and ascend to a point where you'll be such a master manifester, if that's even a word. I've just made it if it's not. That you will not even be living the reality of financial struggles or sickness or obstacles or anything like that. But the foundation of the fifth dimension, it's not like your reality will be completely different, okay? It's just that you will be able to tell, like physically, emotionally, spiritually, that the shift has happened for you. So things may look different as in, you'll notice things in nature a lot more. You'll be sitting outside and you'll have a bird perched on a tree and you'll have some weird connection to it. And I know this sounds crazy, but like when I started, you know, really ascending and looking into 5D and like really starting to align with it, it's like you are able to sit somewhere and you're able to, you know, see a squirrel or a bird or a lizard and just really sit there and ponder like how amazing nature is. Okay. I'm not saying you're going to be Snow White talking to animals, but I'm saying that you'll have a better understanding and appreciation of the planet and you'll see it in a different way. Colors could also look different to you. You may even start, what's the word I'm trying to look for? You might even associate certain people with certain colors. You will be able to walk in a room and read the energy within 5 seconds of stepping in. You might be able to talk to someone and instantly know if they're full of shit. You will just be able to tell that some things are different. You'll also feel at a point where you're okay with yourself and you're not constantly beating yourself up like, oh my gosh, did I really say that in that meeting? Or, oh no, you know, did I stand out at that party? You know, were people talking about me? You'll switch to a point when you're in fifth dimension where you just won't give a shit. You are going to be so secure within yourself because you're not materialistic anymore. Because you know it's not just about the sight and taste and hearing anymore. It's all about enjoying life and enjoying your body, which is the vehicle on this earth, at a whole new level. That someone gossiping about you is just, you're going to have an energetic field up because you see the bigger picture. You see the bigger picture in living a more spiritual, awakened life. Those things are not going to bother you as much anymore. In fact, once you get to this point, you might even be able to, I don't want to use the word manipulate, because some of y'all who are listening are going to be like, oh my gosh, you're using this for power. No, you're going to be able to not manipulate, but make things go your way. You will be able to work with energy and not only work with it, but read energy. Let's just say you're in a meeting at work. You're going to be able to sit there and have a very difficult topic, and you'll be able to read the person in front of you and kind of receive the download, the information on energetic level to make the conversation, the way you explain things, the way you work your project, the way you propose, right? Like your topic, your theme, or your whatever. You're going to be able to do it in a way that energetically reaches them and clicks in with them. This is basically why things such as this person doesn't like me is not going to bother you anymore, because you're going to be living at a completely, completely new level, and petty things are not going to bother you anymore. So your outer reality is shaped by your inner changes. And most of you already know that, okay? A lot of us hear the power of affirmations. That's because what you are feeding your inside will be spewed on the outside, okay? So a big part of getting into 5D is you start within yourself. You make small changes within yourself, okay? You will also be able to manage how to react to things, not, you know, like act immediately and just kind of fly off the handle or feel like you need to explain yourself or you need to retaliate in any way. You will be able to energetically react to things in a way that is just the best, highest path to take. Okay. I don't know if that makes sense, but you'll be able to respond to situations that you don't really have control over in a way that is healthy, whether that means you'll be able to put up boundaries with people who are just still vibrating at a, you know, a 3D. But you'll be able to handle your reactions and emotions at a better level. So, you know, I feel like there's a lot of material out there. I want to start wrapping this up and opening it up for questions from the group or any comments, but there's a lot of material out there that you can read up on. But basically, in a nutshell, because this is kind of a deep topic, this is how 5D turns your immediate reality into a life that is more fulfilled. And I think that's kind of like what we all need to strive for. I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't want to just live this materialistic life and not have some sort of like spiritual connection or awakening. Like, I don't know. Do you guys feel like you've been detached from something? Do you feel like there is a void? Do you feel that there is like something you need to fill in? Some answers that you want to find? That's a good indication that you are shifting. So, like I said, drop me a comment and let me know what your thoughts are, or if you have any questions, I'll do my best to answer them. But please, if you want to know more and how shifting into 5D is all related to chakras work and meditation and journaling and so many things you can do to ascend and to really live this potential, you know, just reach out to me. I'll be more than happy to talk to you and at least maybe guide you a little bit. And obviously I'm still learning, you know, obviously I'm still developing my inner knowledge on all this and studying and all of that. So I hope this resonates with you. Yeah. Let me know if you have any questions.